again. And it's one of those days where, you know, I'm sitting here in the small room of the house. No, not that room, just, you know, a little room which houses my computers and microphones and stuff like that. Looking out of the window at a very grey, blustery day. Where's this global climate change thing going to start?
It's already started, isn't it?
Is it? I thought we were going to get warmer.
Yeah, maybe we've had a little bit of a practice run over the summer, and then
Okay. Well, it's just gone back to yuck, hasn't it?
Mm.
Anyway, never mind. We can argue about that, of course, and probably will in the future. Welcome to the show. This is the James Whale Radio podcast radio show thing. What's it? Blog thing. I don't know. What do people call these? They all get very sort of excited about, oh, I'm doing a blog. Really? Anybody can do it now.
There's a lot of people doing it. Is your phone near your microphone again?
My phone?
Mm.
Well, yeah, just in case somebody rings and offers me the job of my dreams.
That's fine. You can leave your phone on, but can you move it a little bit further away from the microphone, if you wouldn't mind?
Okay, I've put it right over there on my tin.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's better.
That's my tin with a little bit. You know, every bloke has a tin with things in, like, you know, an old pen knife, your first baby tooth, a ring your mum gave you when you got to 18, all that sort of stuff.
Your dried belly button.
What?
Your dried umbilical cord belly button thing.
I never got one of those. Did you get one of those?
I haven't got mine. I've got my daughter's. We threw my son's away.
Why?
Because it stank.
Oh, why? Oh, I don't want to know, to be honest. I don't really want to talk about this sort of thing. This is not the sort of thing that a seasoned broadcaster of my stature should really be talking about, is it?
No, but yeah, I've got a tin. Yeah. I've got a tin that looks like a robot.
And what's in your tin?
Screwdrivers, fuses.
Yeah. Oh, that's dull.
A pack of magic playing cards. Actually, I shouldn't say that. A pack of normal playing cards.
Yeah, I've got a couple of earrings that people sent me. You know, just single earrings people made me. One's a parrot on a swing. I used to wear that in the 80s. You remember when men having a pierced ear was very fashionable?
My brother had a naked lady dangling from his ear.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, I like the sound of that. What was her name?
I don't think he gave it a name.
Oh, right. Oh. Anyway, most people, of course, stopped wearing them. I'm one of the few that kept mine in.
Can you get it out?
I beg your pardon?
The earring.
Yeah, of course I can get it out, yeah. I do take it out and wash it occasionally.
It's all right, then.
I bathe it in tea tree oil. Actually, I have a diamond stud in my ear that used to be my grandmother's hat pin. I had it turned into a little stud about 25 years ago, and it's been in there ever since. Some people, actually, somebody I've known for a long time said, have you just had your ear pierced? I said, no. I mean, it's very small and understated. I don't think many people even notice it. Well, obviously, she didn't notice it. She said, I've never noticed that before. How long have you had that? I said, for years. I had it done. I'll tell you how I had it done. It's quite fun. I was presenting the mid-morning radio show on BBC Radio Derby. And about 1980, yeah, about 1980, I got this job and to do the mid-morning show on BBC Radio Derby. And it was a sort of local radio kind of show. I actually went to do this because I thought down the road from Derby in Birmingham, they did Pebble Mill at One. And I thought, that's where I want to be a presenter on Pebble Mill at One. And although I think I did appear on it once or twice, I never got the job. So anyway, I was doing this this mid-morning show. I think it was called Lineup, if I remember correctly. It was a long time ago. And we had talked about all sorts of things, and we had a beauty consultant in talking about piercing ears at the time. And I said, oh, well, maybe show me how it goes. And she said, well, it's a gun and it just shoots. I won't do it, but I'll just put it over your ear and just talk through it on the radio. And she accidentally shot it into my ear. And of course I had a little stud in my ear from then on. She was terribly upset, very apologetic. And I thought, no, that's great. I've always, you know, I was 20 something or other at the time. And I thought it was great. And everybody said, well, why have you had that? And I said, well, William Shakespeare had an earring. I thought it was only proper that I should.
What channel was this on?
I told you, it was on a radio. Were you not listening?
Oh, yeah, BBC Derby.
BBC Radio Derby. They gave me the job because they liked the way I said, BBC Radio Derby.
There must be a claim there you can make against the BBC for accidental damage to your ear.
Yeah, but I actually quite liked it. And I thought to myself, I've had my ear pierced. It didn't cost me a flipping thing.
Yeah, but you have the right to change your mind. Surely you could be upset about it now.
I don't know. Could I? I mean, I fell off a bar stool yesterday. It hurt me back a bit.
Was that the BBC's fault?
No, that was my fault.
Were you drunk?
No, I had a long overcoat on and I sort of took it off and it got caught under the bar stool and I pulled it and, well, anyway, it was slightly embarrassing.
Was it like one of those Only Fools and Horses moments?
Do you know, very similar, but then and it was a small, before anybody thinks, it wasn't one of those high bar stools, just a little small stool in a very trendy bar. And sitting, you know, just having a glass of something. And so I just sort of rolled off it, but I went right on my back and I styled it out by trying to do a little flip up onto my feet.
Like a gymnast.
Yeah. Which I managed to do.
Would you like me to bring the massage oils round later?
I'd like the massage oils brought round, but I wouldn't want you doing it.
Oh. Am I no good anymore?
Nothing against you. I just like a very, very attractive lady to do it who knew what she was doing and knew the bits that should be touched.
That rules me out then. I could put the frock on, but I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I don't even want to think of you in a frock because you're ugly enough without one. Imagine what you'd be like with one.
Didn't realise you'd seen me naked.
Oh, shut up. Actually, update on the weather. The sun's just come out. It's been raining and windy and horrible all day, and now the sun has just come out. The sun has got its hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got its hat on, and I'm coming out to play.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go on.
This is a serious question now. Why would the sun need a hat?
Well, that's a very good point, and I have absolutely no idea, but probably because it doesn't want to get sunstroke.
Yeah, that kind of doesn't work, though, does it?
Why not?
Well, it is the sun, so it's
yeah, but it is the sun, but it is a sun. It's probably shined on by another sun.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, it probably needs its hat on. The sun has got its hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got its hat on and it's coming out to play.
Maybe it's raining and he's got
maybe
his
I should
hat
do
on.
A song. Maybe I should release a song.
It's probably PRS and all that kind of stuff. We have to pay now, aren't I?
No, I don't think it was 30 seconds.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, which one of you dogs has farted? Honestly, I wish you wouldn't do that.
Do you still blame the dogs, then?
Well, that's the dogs that did it, not me. Anyway, when we finish this, I'm making a... I've decided, as you know, I'm into cooking. I have decided to make a pork stew with a little harissa paste.
I went down to town earlier, and I bought myself a nice tray of hog roast with a bit of stuffing.
Really?
Hmm.
And you're going to eat that just on its own cold, are you?
No, it was warm. It was still on the spit, as it were.
Was it? Oh. You went to Greg's, didn't you?
No, I didn't go. I went to Greg's yesterday. But no, today
all
I...
Right.
Yeah, other food outlets of the bakery kind are available, but not as good as Greg's.
Yeah. And that should be another couple of £100 we should get off them.
Yeah, we do advertising on this show, but it's very subliminal. Minimal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I tell you what, talking about the sun has got his hat on and everything else and silly songs. Have you seen this whole thing with vegans now?
The vegans have got a song?
Well, no, the vegans haven't got a song, but apparently vegans are getting... Apparently veganism... Oops, sorry. Veganism is considered to be a new religion.
So there's a vegan god, is there?
Well, I don't know, but this is the story. Vegans get very upset. Now, I actually, as you know, I prefer animals to humans. I would rather not be making a pork stew. I feel bad about that. I feel bad about the fact I still eat meat. And there are a number of vegetarian organizations that are trying to help me stop eating meat. And I would I think meat should be made more difficult to get. It should be more expensive. We shouldn't eat so much of it. And I don't think supermarkets should make it look as if it didn't come from a living thing. But having said all of that, once you get into this kind of, vegans are always, or the vegans I have met, different to vegetarians, they're kind of like evangelical Christians who also annoy the f*** out of me. And so they've got to kind of start preaching to you about, you know, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that and all that. I know all of that. I'm weak, okay? Now piss off and leave me alone. Well, apparently you can't, they want to stop people, or was it the people for the ethical treatment of animals or some one of them, they want to stop sayings like, lamb to the slaughter. I can't think of anything else, strangely enough, at the moment.
You're making a right pig's ear of it.
You're making a right pig's ear of it. There's another one. There are loads of those sort of the sort of things that people get. I can't think of one now. How ridiculous is that?
Running scared like a chicken.
Yeah. Chickens can be quite feisty as well. But, you know, it comes out of this whole thing of we just get so f***ing offended now about nothing. And all right, having said that, if you were to go back and look at some of the television programmes in the 70s and 80s, like Love Thy Neighbour, for one, or Bless This House, you would be embarrassed to see that on the television now. So we do change, don't we?
A true vegan would like to see the extinction of all domesticated animals, though.
Well, that's the problem I have, because, you know, a vegan looks at me and the fact that I have three little dogs, one on his last legs, bless him, although he's perked up remarkably, but anyway, and would say I shouldn't be having these animals as pets.
We'd have no dogs, we'd have no cats, cows, pigs, chickens, because we can't even take the eggs off the chickens, because that's unfair to the chicken.
Yeah.
And I sort of agree with it.
I mean, I can understand not wanting to eat animals, and fine. My wife was a vegetarian, but because she didn't like the taste of meat, basically. And I think we actually eat too much meat. We eat so much meat now that it's become a cheap commodity. And it's an easy thing to fling in the frying pan and cook up, isn't it? But this whole thing of everybody wanting to force everybody else to, it's a whole business that we're living in a world now where everybody has the ability to say their bit, which is great because, you know, it shouldn't really be left to people in the media to have all the say, should it?
No.
I think that's great. I mean, I've been able to rant and rave my entire life.
This is very true.
Yeah, and I'm somewhat of a past master at the rant and rave.
You're up there with the best of them.
I think I am. Yeah, I think I am. And you know, people should be allowed to do it. But of course, I think people have to realise they need to have some control over the way they do it. And some are very thick. You know, the extreme Islamist. Oh God, everybody's texting and tweeting me at the moment. Who's this? Oh, Jeff Chegwin. Keith Chegwin's brother. You find the stars, Joe Public's. I found Russell Watson and Jack Savaretti. They appeared on my radio show first, right?
Right, and then Russell Watson became famous for doing the Star Trek theme tune.
Did he?
Yeah.
And then I had a young lady on the program the other day called Stephanie McCourt, who was, I think she was in X Factor.
A Factor.
A Factor?
An A Factor of telly.
Yeah. Anyway, so Joe Savaretti appeared on my show because Jeff Chegwin is one of the most brilliant record pluggers there is. And he brings, and if you know, nobody wanted to play Russell Watson's music on the radio because where would it fit? And so he brought Russell Watson into the studio. He said, do an interview with Russell. And I did. And Russell and I have stayed in contact. I haven't seen Jack Savaretti for ages, but nobody wanted to play music by Jack Savaretti. I thought he had an amazing voice. And look at him now. So the latest thing that, I mean, Jeff's brought me lots of people you've never heard of, and that's the way it is. So it's not, but this lady who was on The X Factor, who has an amazing look. Check her out, Stephanie McCourt. He's just sent me the music on the phone. I'll just play you a little bit. We'll play it properly maybe on next week's programme, okay?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe.
Better stop there, otherwise we might upset the vegans.
That's very true. I was getting a bit worried there.
Let's play the whole thing next week. So Jeffrey sent me that. Thank you very much indeed, Jeffrey.
He's not going to reply.
Why have we stopped?
Well, I thought you were waiting for him to say, "That's okay, James. I'll do that. I just did that for him."
Okay. Well, that's good. Anyway. That's really nice. I thought it was very good, didn't you?
I did. We've had Russell Wasson on this show as well.
We have, and you go back, you can have a listen to him. So anyway, so who knows where this program is going to go? It's a bit like the program that I do on Talk Radio Monday to Thursday, 7 o'clock in the evening. Listen, if you haven't before,
I have.
How do you spell listen? By the way, I'm just sending a text to somebody.
Listen.
List-un.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. I've done that. Yeah, all right. Okay, where was I?
You were putting your phone back on your tin in a nice, safe place.
Yeah, okay, it's gone. Now, what else was there to talk about, of course? I tell you one of the other things I wanted just quickly to talk about. Anybody wants to get in touch and give us something to talk about, then you know what the email address is, jameswhale@gmail.com, isn't it?
No, that's not it at all.
Isn't it? Oh.
No.
Maybe that's why I haven't been getting any emails lately.
Try jameswhaleradio@gmail.com.
Oh, isn't it jameswhaleradio@gmail.com?
It is, unless you're complaining, and then it's just jameswhale@gmail.com, and I'm really sorry whoever owns that email address.
Yeah. Well, it's not me, so you can all f*** off. Yeah, okay. So, what was it? Oh, dogs don't keep making smells. I'll tell you what, the sky is blue out of my window. When I started doing this, it was grey and horrible and everything else.
I've sent you what we had in Wales down to you.
What, nice sunshine?
Yeah.
Oh. Gee, I haven't been to North Wales for years.
That's because I live here, and you say you won't come up here while I'm here.
Well, no, I won't. You're right. In fact, what was the last time I went to North Wales was, I think I sent that Stephanie McCourt song to somebody, and they've just said, yeah, they'll listen to it. Okay. Well, they should listen to it. So anyway, when I was doing my live show in Puthwelly.
In Puthwelly?
Or Puthelly, or whatever the flip it's called.
Yep.
We took a live version of my TV show out on the road to Butlin's holiday camps.
And did it go down well?
Well, it went down. So to speak, it was fairly adult. They had what they called adult weekends.
Right. Is that where they don't take the kids on holiday?
Exactly. And so we did this kind of chat variety show, which I hosted, which a number of people who regularly appeared on my TV show, like Cookie and Jerry Hayes and various other people, came along, and it was quite entertaining. Haven't I told you this story before?
Yeah, but it's nice to listen to it again every now and again.
You mean you're just humouring me because I'm an old git? That's what you mean, isn't it?
I wouldn't dream of saying such a thing.
No. That's when we ended up going to the... Because we wanted to have something to eat after the show, and Jerry Hayes and I and a couple of others were in one car. We had to go back to London from Puthwelly, which is a long bloody way, because there are no motorways. I don't think there are any motorways there now, are there?
No, we don't have any motorways in North Wales.
So we went into the town, and there's a conservative club, And Jerry said, well, we'll go in there. They'll do us some food. And we walked in. This old git sitting on a stool at the door said something like, I said, you can't come in here unless you're members. Of course I'm a member. He said, well, where's your membership card? He said, I'm an elected member of Parliament. And the bloke still threw us out.
He was from North Wales, was he?
I don't know why.
That was a very, very southern Wales accent.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm from, you know, South Wales. I can't do it. And there is no accent in North Wales, is there? But this bloke had an accent. But Jerry went on, this is a Conservative club, for God's sake. I'm a Tory member of Parliament. The bloke said, I don't care. You're not a member of this club. You can't come in. So I think we ended up getting a McDonald's, and then we ran out of petrol, and we couldn't find a garage that was open. So we had to knock up a garage and get them come and give us some fuel. It was quite an interesting trip, and I have never been back to North Wales, even though some of my family come from a place called Prestatyn.
It's still the same old North Wales. Nothing much has changed.
In fact, I do remember we also made a film on Anglesey or Holyhead about a horror movie.
Yes, I remember.
Or a little movie, a little cinema where they made their own... I can't remember.
Is that one where you got killed over the telephone?
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, you know more about it than me.
Well, I put all the videos up on YouTube. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel. It's got loads of stuff on it.
Yeah, go and have a look at our YouTube channel. And by the way, if you're looking for a great gift for a friend this Christmas, then why not get a copy of my autobiography called Almost a Celebrity? And if you look online, you can buy a copy. We've got them signed. We've got a couple of hardback copies if you would prefer. And if you want to keep it in pristine condition, then you can download the audio version, which is read by me.
See? Subliminal messages.
Can we put out an advert on my Instagram site?
You could do what you like.
Actually, I could do a video now while we're doing this, couldn't I?
Then no, on Instagram. No, because then your phone will interfere with the microphones again, and then
look, I'll do it now.
Yeah, that just what? Sounded terrible.
What?
Well, that's a bit better.
You can't hear anything. Hang on.
It sounds like you're in a bath.
Let me do this. Hold on. Hold on. So let's do a video. Okay. Sure. How long will it be? So here we are. This is me at my home doing my podcast, which you can hear if you go to the website at jamesweleradio.co.uk. You can download it. We haven't got an app, have we? No, we haven't got an app. And you can get a copy of my book. So why don't you go and check it out? And if you can't do that, then why don't you join me on Talk Radio Monday to Thursday from 7 o'clock until 10, right? Good. So I just thought you'd like to see around where I actually hang out. You can see some of my clothes over there. I don't know what that thing up in the corner there is. It's a clip, isn't it, for something? Yeah. And actually, I look quite bright here, don't I? Anyway, have a little look over there. This is my kind of office come studio, which is all right, isn't it? A bit scruffy. I look a bit scruffy, actually, to be. Anyway, listen, join us on Talk Radio and on the podcast, which you can find on my website at jamesweleradio.co.uk, or go to Twitter at TheJamesWell. Seeing you're watching this on Instagram, I won't tell you where that is. Right, so I've done that, okay?
Hang on, wait for the line to clear, because it's...
wait for what?
That's better. Well, there we are.
Has it cleared?
It's clear. It was like doing an episode of Through the Keyhole. What's going on?
Well, hang on. Let me put this out on Instagram.
Right? Oh, God.
As a video. Error. Choose a video that's shorter than 60 seconds. Oh, for f***'s sake. Can I put it out on Twitter then? No, obviously not.
You can, yeah.
Can I?
Yeah, of course you can. You can put it out where you like. Oh.
Can I put it out on Instagram? I can't, apparently.
Do you know, I'll just let me just rip this up. That goes all the planning for the show.
Why?
You just do your own thing. Go on, then. What would you like to do now?
That's what I did.
Would you like to do your washing?
So let's talk about Brexit. But before we do Brexit, why don't we do a bit of music, and then we could come back and you could do your little bit, which nobody likes anyway.
No, they don't.
And then I'll finish the whole of this blog off with something sensitive and serious, talking about the future of this planet and Brexit. How's that?
That sounds like a plan. I can sellotape my script back up again now then.
Okay, well, this is the Dutch-British psychedelic pop band, and they are called Every Kid Knows, and this is their new single, Spinning Jenny. Yeah, you do get some interesting music, don't you?
I do, yes.
Yeah, okay. Just looking at the internet again, I should put it down, shall I? Because, you know, sometimes when you go on about stuff, I get a bit bored. And so that's really rude, isn't it? So I should shut up now, shouldn't I?
You can do what you like. It's your show.
I mean, you do spend a lot of time putting this together. No, it's our show. I don't want you to be like that. It's our show. Our show. Somebody was telling me I don't get into the Christmas spirit. I think we'll do that next week, why everybody gets so excited about Christmas.
Okay.
Because a friend of mine got very and said, well, why don't you do more? I went out and I bought myself a stainless steel reindeer that you can put a little candle in.
The vegans won't like that either.
Oh, vegans. And I put it on my hall table and that's my one and only Christmas decoration.
Very nice. Did you hear about O2?
Oh, are we doing tech talk now?
If you want.
Good. Let's do it. Let's do Tech Talk.
O2 lost their data, so you couldn't access the internet from your phone or smart tablets, etc. That also had a knock-on effect for Sky, Tesco and GifGaff and other mobile phone operators, and it was all down to a expired certificate.
You're joking.
Yeah, just a date was wrong somewhere.
Was wrong?
Yeah. It's like a trusting certificate says, I trust your software to be run on my equipment, and that had expired. Yeah. So they just needed to update the date.
And that's what caused everybody to have all that kind of trouble.
Yeah. They're back on now, though.
I've lost something. It's all right. I've got to just stand up.
Is it The Will to Live, by chance?
No. I wonder where that's gone.
I don't know. What is it you've lost? Is it a bag of marbles?
Oh, some really nice makeup I had.
Some really nice makeup.
Yeah. Hello, doggies. Yeah, some really nice makeup, but I can't find it.
This is radio. This is not TV. You're okay.
Yeah, I know, but, you know. I've got it. Okay, good. Right, there we are. I've put it up with all my other makeup. That was worrying.
I'm sure.
That was very worrying. Anyway, listen, I've got a pork stew to cook. So can we get... Are you not doing Tech Talk?
I'm finding it very hard for some reason. Something keeps interrupting, i.e. your phone. Can you put your phone on your tin?
Can I put my phone on my tin?
See, your audio quality has gone down again. I can't hear a thing you're saying because you keep messing with your phone.
Oh, is that the problem?
Yes. Either you talk over me.
I'm being quiet. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, but you're using your phone. It keeps interrupting the signal.
I can't hear it.
Well, I'm happy for you that you can't hear it, but I can. And obviously the people that are going to get this recording afterwards.
I'll put it down. I'll put it. All right. If it kills you.
Blood pressure, maybe.
Hang on. I'll turn it off. Hold on. Right. It's turned off. Okay.
Right.
All right, okay.
There's a
company. My neighbour's undoing their, taking the shopping out the back of their car. I can see what they've bought.
Just one second.
Yeah.
No, I still feel bad.
Okay, well, if you're going to be that sort of petulant, you carry on. I've got to do my VAT as well.
Oh,
anyway, come on, can we get on with it? Because then, you know, I can get on with my cooking.
YouTube deletes cheating videos after a BBC investigation.
What? Cheating videos?
Yeah, if you want to cheat in your exams in university and whatever, you can get other people to do all your coursework for you. Just pay them a small amount of money and they'll do everything you ask them to do.
You've always been able to get that, even before the internet, and that's why I think basing your idea of what somebody can or cannot do on what exams they've passed is complete and utter bollocks.
Correct.
You know, I haven't passed any exam in my life.
Amazon are spraying their staff with bear spray. I did say bear spray, as in the spray that you spray to get rid of bears.
Oh, I thought they were going to make them all bare. You spray them and all their clothes disappear.
I don't know why Amazon are spraying people with bear spray, but apparently 24 people went to hospital in New Jersey.
What, because they had bears?
Yeah, apparently there's bears in the Amazon warehouse, so they're going around spraying them, but apparently 24 people got injured.
Oh, right. Okay. Anyway, not interested. Go on.
Apple are struggling to sell iPhones because they're too bloody expensive, and that's not a subliminal message, and it should be.
Mm. Well, I've got the iPhone 6.
You've got the iPhone 6, yeah.
6S.
You got 6S.
Success. The iPhone success. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
The amazing people at NASA have stuck something on Mars and it's driving around and taking nice photographs.
And the Chinese have landed on the dark side of the moon.
Well, somebody has to, I suppose. We've already done the bright side.
They're actually... Yeah, there is no dark side of the moon either.
Well, there's a side of a moon that's in shade.
Not all the time.
Well, when the sun's got its hat on, it's probably okay.
Yeah. The sun has got its hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got its hat on and it's coming out to play.
BT Bars Huawei. I don't even know how you pronounce this company name. Huawei. They make 5G kit for the new 5G networks, and they're banning them from their from being used in the UK because there's a possibility the Chinese government at any time could say, can you switch off all the equipment around the world, and then there'll be a blackout of the internet.
Yeah.
So everyone's worried. A lot of countries are banning the equipment from this company. But their phones are okay.
Right. Yeah. I think it's about time we actually were more circumspect about how much we rely on the internet.
I thought you were going to say something else then.
Why?
Well, I thought the circumspect word was going to be circumcised for some strange reason.
Are you having your baby circumcised?
I'm definitely. That's child abuse.
Why?
Well, why don't I just have his left leg amputated?
I've been circumcised.
So have I. I was there at the decision-making. I said yes.
You were not.
I was. I was 10 years old when I got mine done. Ooh.
You didn't like that. Ooh.
Yeah.
There's someone at the door. Yeah, go on.
I was 10 years old when I was done.
Yeah.
So what age were you when you were done?
Well, I don't remember. I think it was done at birth.
Well, then that's child abuse.
They made a lovely job of it.
Yeah, I must admit, I'm very proud of mine.
Yeah. I think it looks so much better. The idea of pulling that bit of skin back makes me feel quite sick.
Mm.
Gosh, no.
Films, Ralph Breaks the Internet. It's funny, it's okay, but one for the family, not for adults to go by themselves. That'd be sad.
You carry on doing what you're doing, and I'll just go and see what she's barking at.
Okie dokie.
All right, you. This is your time to shine.
Okie dokie.
Oi!
See,
where are you?
Even when I get left alone to do this bit, I can still hear him shouting in the background, coughing, and now talking to himself. Is there silence? Oh, see.
Come and sit with Daddy. Come on.
I could fade his microphone down.
Okay, we're back.
Hello.
Hello. Right, okay. Couldn't see anything. I think it was a cat.
I was just telling everyone.
The cats come to my garden. It really, they take their paws in their own whatever. Go on.
I was just telling everyone how.
I get that enough.
Have you trained your dogs to do that?
Yeah, they don't like the sound of your voice. Come here, Lulu. Come here, Daisy. Good girls. Aww. You are good girls. You want to see pictures of them? Go to James Whale Radio Instagram. Hello, hello. But I haven't worked out how to use Instagram yet. Hello.
Or do a podcast.
I love you. Yeah, okay, right. Carry on. Movies, yeah.
I was just telling everyone how disappointed the IR would be if they went to go and see the new Robin Hood film.
Is it shit?
It's not shit, but it's just not great.
Because the bows are wrong.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of stuff that's wrong. It's very modern, so it's like a modern take of the old-fashioned Robin Hood.
And does it have kind of rock music in it?
No, there's no green tights, or Lincoln green tights, I suppose, isn't it? It's not really green, is it?
Hmm. Right. Actually, we probably come to the end nearly, apart from questions. I probably should save my views on on Brexit, or the lack of Brexit, until next week, because when we do the next one, the decision in Parliament will have been made, so I can talk more lucidly about it. I mean, I will say a little bit now I've started, because quite frankly, everybody goes on and on. You know, the staunch Brexiteers on my programme on Talk Radio the other day, I had Nigel Farage, who's a friend of mine. Now, his beliefs in what he wanted to do, as far as Brexit is concerned, are fascinating. And if you can listen to that, I really think you should, because he didn't want it to go the way it is now. He wants us to stay as friendly with the European countries as we can. The spread of the extreme right wing across Europe is a real worry to a lot of people at the moment, also in America and various other countries. It's happening in Germany. It's happening in former Soviet bloc countries. Here, UKIP, Nigel, of course, has left UKIP now, and so's Paul Nuttall, because the current leader of UKIP, I mean, I don't even know why we're talking about it. UKIP will just disappear now. Gerard Batten, I think is his name. He refuses to talk to me because he doesn't think I'm very nice to him, which is fine because I can't stand him either. It's entirely up to him. If he doesn't like what I say about him, he can come on the radio anywhere I happen to be and he can have his right of reply. But don't want to do that. But he's taken on Tommy Robinson as an advisor and then wonders why everybody thinks he's a pillock. I don't think I need to say anything else. And the amount of people who voted to leave who are thick and stupid, they're not all thick and stupid, but there is a great proportion of people who say, I just want sovereignty back, control of our borders. Well, yeah, but you have to know why. What? You have to know why. Why do you want our sovereign? And why do you think we are not a sovereign nation? I think we are a sovereign nation. We're members of Europe. We are part of the European continent. You know, unfortunately, things change, sea levels rise and fall, and at the moment there is a channel between us and mainland Europe, but there never used to be. We are part of the continent of Europe. And to fuck up everything that has been achieved over the last 40 years and to moan about how there's so much lack of accountability and democracy in Europe, it's like every other democracy, you know. Democracy can never please all of the people. No system can ever please all of the people. But for some strange reason, a lot of people want to cut themselves off from everyone else. We could do better. We could do better. Why would we want to do deals with the Chinese? Why would we want to do deals with, you know, we do deals. We sell a lot. We buy a lot from them. We won't do any better deals if we are cutting ourselves off from our friends in Europe, will we? But I wait to see how this is going to play out because I think we're either going to crash out or we're going to stay in it. I don't actually think there is any more than that. That is the choice. We either just leave without a deal and then see how the rest of the world look upon us, or we carry on as members of Europe, and all of us who didn't take that much interest in the European democracy before, do so now. And what we do, we continue to talk to our MEPs that most of us never did, and we try and make changes to the European Parliament and Union. And we could do that. We used to have an enormous amount of say and did sway the way the European Parliament went. But of course, not many people listened to that. And then lots of people got dragged in by, we want to get our sovereignty back. Got a few fairly intelligent people actually believe they would become more prominent if we did that. Well, I'll be on College Green outside the House of Commons on Tuesday, the 11th, when the big vote takes place, bringing you all the very latest on that between 7 o'clock and 10 in the evening on Talk Radio. And here on the podcast next week, I shall be fascinated to talk about it after the vote has been, to see where we go. And the best of luck to everyone.
Should we do questions for the whale now, then?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, hang on, there's one here from my wife.
Your lovely wife?
Yeah.
Has she not got rid of you yet?
No, but she's on Facebook with you for some reason. Let me read
out a
question. Will I ever sleep again?
What, with me?
Whatever floats your boat.
Well, is that what she's saying?
I'm assuming that she's not getting...
Will I ever sleep again on my Facebook? You've got a new baby, haven't you? That would be wrong.
Maybe that would be the reason why she's not sleeping.
Ah, yeah, probably it is. Yeah, you will sleep again. Don't worry, Mel. You will sleep again. Hello?
Yeah, you're back.
You were f***ing about on my computer, weren't you?
Well, because you phoned me and I pressed the wrong button, hung up on you, and then you took forever to phone me back.
What is wrong with you? You're supposed to be the fucking brains behind this. Oh, my back is hurting me now. Oh, God. Right. Oh. That's my shagging muscle, too.
Matt Toomer.
Hello, Matt.
Why are so many people now using food banks?
Because a lot of people are finding it very difficult to make ends meet, and prices have gone up immeasurably and benefits have gone down, and a lot of people in work are finding it very difficult to make ends meet. There is also the fact that there are food banks now, and if you can use a food bank and you're on a limited budget, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, advertising, I suppose, is better now, isn't it? Nobody knew about them before.
Yeah.
Marnie Nayer, like yourself, I'm a big fan, James. Oh, big music fan. Sorry, I thought they were a big fan of yours, but that's a shame.
Yeah. I was in the Big Brother house with somebody called Marnie from Geordie Shore. Anyway, go on.
What would be your top five musicians stroke bands?
Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Yep.
Edwin Starr.
Mm-hmm.
AC/DC.
Yep.
Jim Diamond.
Mm.
Imagination with Lee John.
That's your five.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Somebody's going to be upset.
Who?
Well, I'm just saying, somebody. What about Boy George?
Yep, George. Yeah, but if I've only got five, and they were the first five that came off my head.
Yep, you completely forgot about the guy that did the Star Trek theme tune.
I mentioned him before, Russell Watson.
Yeah, so he's not in your top five?
I can't forget that. I'm not having a top five. I have what they call an eclectic taste in music, and it can go from Russell Watson, it can go from opera, and it can go to AC/DC and Highway to Hell. Edwin Starr, Motown music. It can go to Sam and Dave and lots of the old Stax soul music. Progressive rock music. It depends how it is played, who's playing it. I've got loads and loads of different tastes in music.
Okie dokie, let's move on then.
Good.
Rob James.
Not a big fan of boy bands.
You're not a Take That fan.
Well, I think Gary Barlow and I think Robbie Williams both have incredible voices. And what they've done solo-wise, I think, is amazing. Oh, God, I'm busy today on the phone, aren't I?
Is that phone on the latin?
Yeah.
Am I going to have to come round and sort you out?
No. Sorry, I've got a lot of things on. Right, let's carry on with the questions.
Okay, Rob James, if you join Tesco's online dating service, is there a chance you could end up with a bag for life?
Yes, you probably could.
Bill Roberts, if we ignore Christmas, will it go away?
No.
Mark Moody, what is a backstop?
You want to go down? No. well, a lot of you can buy them in a place called Clone Zone in Soho.
I remember that place.
Mm. Right, come on, because I think the internet is beginning to f*** about, isn't it?
It is. It's not playing ball today. Julia Howes, Santa Baby being removed from radio stations. Is that the song? Is it being removed from radio stations? Do you know about it?
Apparently, it's the Me Too Brigade say it's encouraging men to think they can... I'm losing the plot here slightly. Is Santa Baby likely to encourage women to go outside with a man and then really they shouldn't, or something along those lines?
I'll have a listen later and see what the lyrics say. Daniel Severn, what animal would be the cutest if it was scaled down to the size of a cat?
Why would you ask such a ridiculous question?
Well, it's not a ridiculous question. I mean, if you were to make an animal...
All right, why would you ask such a f***ing stupid question then? Right, with that, I've had enough. F*** off, I'm going.
I can't ask you if bees get diabetes then. That was another question.
No, that's a stupid f***ing question as well.
Michael Rogers, love your show, James. So look forward to them at night. Oh, not this one then. So much that I don't watch TV till 10 p.m. Hope you're okay and yourself too. There he is, a nice one to finish on.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed. Very wise, sensible, serious man. Obviously a Remainer, and well done to you, sir. You get the best question of the year award.
Can we say week? Because there might be a better question next week.
you get the Best Question of the Week award.
Brilliant. I'll send you a certificate in the post.
I'm coughing now. Right, I'm going. I'll talk to you later. Oh, God, what if that's a struggle, wasn't it? What's wrong with everything?
It's the internet. It's O2's fault.
I'll put it down to the Chinese.
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.